Matt Rogers.
Radio X. Back in January, a famous talkie cat went missing. This is Teddy the Ginger Tom. You might have seen him if you've been out on a night out. He was last spotted around Soho nightclub on the 18th of January. He's quite a well-known face in the area. In fact, he even wore a little collar that said, I'm not lost, I'm Teddy, this is what I do. It's a Ginger Tom thing. That was the 18th of January Teddy went missing. Robin, who is, do we say Teddy's owner, Robin, or Teddy's servant? What would you call yourself?
Probably go with servant, to be honest.
That's the way it is with cats. Teddy's been found!
Yay!
This is such incredible news. 3 months on, Teddy the cat is back. So tell us what happened. Let us know let us have the goss. What was the deal after Teddy went missing in the 18th of January? What happened next?
I mean, people have been out looking for him, putting posters up. There's posters in literally every shop around Torquay. It's crazy.
I've been getting messages on a weekly basis from people giving me updates saying, oh, Teddy's still missing, Matt. Give him a mention on the radio.
I know. I mean, I think it's been on every sort of social media platform. I mean, yeah. People have gone door to door with flyers. It's absolutely blown up. I never expected this.
It was huge. It was on, I remember it was on, BBC ran a story on it. It was ITV. We had it on our news everywhere. And this was 3 months ago. So it's a long time to go missing. But last night you got the call, right?
Yeah. Hector's house called me at about sort of like, I want to say 10:30, saying, guess who we found? I was like, you are joking. Someone had found him sort of crying on one of the streets in Torquay, and they'd followed him up to a different street that he had followed them up, and then they called Hector's house and they came and scanned him, and it was him.
So Teddy was chipped, correct? Well done. I know it becomes law in a few weeks' time, but a lot of people still don't have their cats microchipped. It's very important you do. What do you think he'd been up to? Had he been just doing a roam, or do you think he'd been at someone's house, or what do you think's been going on with Teddy?
I don't want to put blame on anyone, but I think that someone had kept him in because he is very, very chunky.
he's been well fed whilst he's been on his travels, put it that way.
Yeah, definitely.
I've got a Ginger Tom, Dexter, and he used to go roaming for days at a time. And there was this one point about, 6 years ago, he disappeared for 6 weeks. So when he finally returned, first of all, we were like, where the hell have you been? We got a GPS tracker. We wanted to find out where on earth he was going. Do you know where he goes?
Where?
Barnes. He just goes and hangs out in barns for days at a time. It's like, you've got comfortable cat beds, lovely food, and you choose to sit in a dirty old barn. They're lunatics, Ginger Toms, but that's why we love them. Thank you for, not just you, but Hector's house. What they've done has been incredible, isn't it?
I know, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, this isn't the first time they've had to deal with Teddy. I mean, previous to him going missing, they had to bring him home quite a few times when he'd disappeared and people would ring and say, yeah, we've got a cat here, and then they would bring him back to my door.
Are you going to change his collar? Because his collar says, I'm not lost on it. Are you going to change, say, I might be lost?
He actually doesn't have a collar now because wherever he had been, it had been lost. Oh,
interesting. Mm. Oh, the plot thickens. Well, I'm thrilled. And Hector's house, you're going to raise some money for them because they're incredible. I had a message from someone earlier who their friend had lost their cat for 5 months, and then they returned, Hector's house returned the cat. So it's a common thing. They're brilliant. There's a fundraiser. How'd you get in touch to throw a few quid their way?
Well, I've set up a GoFundMe page on Teddy's Facebook page, which is The Adventures of Teddy. But also, if you search Hector's house, they have a donation sort of link on their website.
Got your GoFundMe page up now. Teddy is T-E-D-D-I-E. That is Teddy's name. It's on Facebook. Go throw him a few quid because they are incredible. And I will go back to letting you give him a few hugs. Is he thrilled to be home, or is he doing the typical cat thing and just being aloof?
He's actually been really excited to see his brother. Not so much my daughter, but he's very excited to see his brother.
Amazing. Listen, well done. Go and give him lots of big hugs, all right?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.